Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday, the 5th of April. I'm going to do the stat of the day first because I've just put a video on the blog. Oh, excuse me. Coughing, panic. A video on the blog, just going a little bit more over the BTTS market that I mentioned yesterday. So there's a little 5-6 minute video on the blog ftsincome.co.uk. Go to the blog and you'll see that video that was added today. I've got on that, that'll explain more about what I covered yesterday, but I've got stat of the day for today. J League again, if Japan starts up again, both teams to score no between 1.62 and 2.4 is a raw 38 points profit. I show that system on the video. Obviously that is raw. There would be other methods I would look at before confirming a bet, but just as an example, it more again mentions a little bit about how you have to ride bad periods as well. So stat of the day, J League 1.62 to 2.4. on the video there's also an Irish one for the Airtricity Premier, and as I say, videos 5-6 minutes, which will explain it all a little bit better for the both teams to score. Not my favourite market by any stretch. What else have we got? Right, let's get organised here, as always. Bear with me a second. Jokes. Let's do the joke of the day. Flipping loads of you. Alistair Moffat, Alistair bet engine legend, really nice guy. Alistair getting in on the trick, sending me in joke of the day. Alistair Moffat, who can drink 5 litres of petrol and not get sick? Jerry can. Rolling in the aisles, Alistair. They are rolling in the aisles. And where else? Hang on, I've got loads of them. I've got so many of these jokes of the day. Who else sent me one? Somebody sent me one up here somewhere. Hold on a bit. Gotta find these. I'm all over the shop. It was Simon Dennis's, wasn't it? Simon Dennis, put it here. Here we go. I tripped over in Asda today and fell into the baked beans. There was canned laughter. And he's put bad, as I said yesterday, bad enough for your joke of the day. Sod off. That's the standard he's coming up with. Then he's nicked it off somebody. It's not even original. Let's have the originals. So there you go. Joke of the day, stat of the day, done. Right, book of the day. I enjoyed this one. I'm not sure it'll be for everybody. But it's a book called Principles by Ray Dalio. Principles by Ray Dalio. I really enjoyed it. Good book. I hope that a bit more unusual than probably your normal book, I would say. But I would hope that it's something that he's a famous investor and entrepreneur, founded an investment firm. I think, and I might be wrong, I think he was one of these one of the most influential men in the world, voted one day. And he basically shares what he's learnt over his career. Practical lessons, basically, I guess is the word I would say this is. So Ray Dalio, Principles, a good book. So that's one, that's this one for the list. There you go, that's that, that's the book, that's it, done. I bought that on the 26th of December 2017, there you go. Right, what else have I got? Done the stat, done the book, done the joke, not got a recipe today, letting you be. Oh yeah, let's deal with the old... we didn't do the... What were the results? Don't even know the results. What were the results of final score on the old crisps? You lot still don't get it. Still sending me other stuff in. The poll has finished. 319 of you voted. Quite correctly, salt and vinegar comes out in front. Salt and vinegar 53.3. Cheese and onion, 46.7. I'm going to tell you why. This is facts that you can't argue with. None of these crisps, none of them, and people are throwing in beef and onion and beef and tomato and all the other garbage. There's only two packets of crisps where you can use natural, proper flavours and get it right. Ready salted, you can make them at home. Finely peel some potatoes. Finely slice them, fry them up, put in some salt. You've got ready salted crisps on your own. You can do exactly the same with salt and vinegar. Put the salt in, put the vinegar in. You can't create beef and tomato. You can't create cheese and onion. It's impossible. So they never taste anything like they should do. You might open it and think, oh, I like that. It doesn't taste anything like cheese and onion. Eat a cheese and onion packet of crisps and then get some cheese and get an onion and tell me where it's remotely close. Get a whole cow and some tomatoes and eat that, and then eat a packet of beef and tomato crisp, prawn cocktail. They're all garbage. Only two crisps on the planet that are any good. Ready salted, but a bit boring. Salt and vinegar, throw the vinegar in, gives you that lovely little kick. Salt and vinegar, the FTS public knew, we're out in front, that's it. Walker's been pulling the wool over your eyes for years with these nonsense flavours that they've been doing. Old Gary Lineker with his big jug ears coming out, eating it. You've all fallen for it. Nonsense. Salt and vinegar is the way forward. The finest crisp known to man. The only one of two that you can recreate yourself. All the rest is nonsense. You know I'm right, once again. There you are, paid attention. Job done. Joke, recipe. I've got no debate today. Oh, the boy's gone. He's gone. He's moved back to his house in Cambridge. We're down to two. Been quite stressful having him here, I'm not going to lie. Trying to negotiate. He's a panicker anyway. He's gone. He's legged it. So he's gone back to his house in Cambridge. I don't know when we'll see him again. So it's just two and a dog. But it will be, as I say, less stressful. He was winding his mum up because he obviously was working from home, not going anywhere. So that's it. It's, two of us. Yeah, be better, won't it? It will be better. So the family debates, unfortunately, because he basically instigated them. He used to come in, throw a grenade, talk a load of old nonsense. I'd get, hang on a minute, and that's where the family debates come from. Sam and I are a lot more calm. We don't really debate. So there you go. Gone. Boy's gone. People still going out yesterday, weren't they? I just don't get it. I don't know what's got to happen here for this to be packed and all this, all the government send mixed messages. It's been very clear. Stay home, save lives, protect the NHS. You can't be any more clear. I mean, it's just going to take these people to see someone die. And I mean, there was a woman yesterday, I saw a thread. She'd said that it's vital to go out for your immune system. It's absolutely vital. An immunologist was on the thread and basically just said, you're talking complete and utter garbage. You do need things like vitamin C, help keep your immune system running at its peak, but your immune system is developed by the time you're an adult, and going out or in doesn't make a blind bit of difference to it. So then she completely changed her argument to something else. She just completely went from, oh, well, hang on a minute, I'll use this as an argument then for going out and sunbathing. It's tough. I get it. It is tough. And if you've got kids in the house, it's tough. But if it was pissing with rain, you wouldn't be going out. You'd be finding something to do with your kids. Find something to do indoors. Simple. There is loads of things. I detailed things yesterday. Games, jigsaw puzzles, drawing, cooking. There's loads of things we can do. Pretend that what's going on outside, just pretend it's thunderstorms, pissing with rain. People just seem to be obsessed with almost sort of being defiant. And people are dying. By the hundreds, people are dying every single day, and fucking idiots are still doing it. I just don't see why we need a government to come out and say everybody's got to stay in and every park's going to be locked. I can't believe. I mean, we do obviously because people are thick as mints, but why we can't have there's no self responsibility for anything now, you know. And all we're looking to do as a society, whenever somebody stands up and says something, is shoot them down. It's sad, it's pathetic, it really is, and this is going to be a real interesting time in our history when things do get back to normal, and they will. You know, reading about the football yesterday, and quite right, I, I don't have a massive view on it. You know, they do obviously through tax can contribute a massive amount. Are the clubs playing the system? Probably, yes. I've not really looked into it enough to have a big view. But what cracks me up is, you know, it is like the people criticising, outclapping for the NHS, and then they're probably the ones out in the park, you know. So there we've got a massive amount of hypocrisy with everything. But all the people saying they're not going to watch football, that's me done. They will. Yeah, they will. I bet you won't be able to find one person who doesn't renew their Sky or start going back to games. It'll all be forgotten because that's what we do. It's like the MP's expenses for me. I thought that was going to be the time. And a year on, something else came on. It was all forgotten. The football will go on pretty much in its same vein, I would imagine, when we get back to normal. I believe that. I think there might be rumblings early on, but ultimately the powers that be and the TV money will work its way back to how it was within 12 months, and nobody will even be talking about this. The whole thing would need a root and branch upheaval, and it's just not going to happen. And it's people using platforms like Twitter to jump up and down. Oh, it's me going, I ain't going again, and this, that, and the other. They will. Like, I will not go in a Wetherspoons pub again. Simple. Plain and simple, I won't. And I'm like that. That'll be me done. Suggsy will be in there. I'll be talking to him from outside. I just won't do it. But people will go to football, all these people jumping up and down, and they are easy targets, I don't care what you say. Whether we agree with it or not, they've been paid ridiculous money for years. Of course it isn't right, but it's easy just to stand there and slag them, criticise them. And I know footballers. I mean, I was good friends with Casey Keller, Gus Poyet, and I knew back then what they were doing in the community to help people, and things that don't get reported. It just seems to be the latest thing in this sort of crazy time to have a go at. I'm sure that they will do something, but as you say, you start cutting wages, you start losing the tax income. Or you're going to tax them and then take it off their net pay. Who knows? Who knows what's going to go on? You know, it's just easy. But all this, I'm not going again. You wait and see. You wait and see when it starts up. They'll all be joining Sky again, and they'll all be flocking through the turnstiles. You just wait and see. You, anybody finds one, let me know, because I'd have the spread at about 1 to 3. That would be it. Next. Oh, I'll tell you what I was thinking. I saw yesterday, I'm actually stealing this idea. I saw another punter yesterday. He ran a poker competition. I don't have a Poker Stars account, but Sam has. So I had a quick look last night. We can set up an FTS poker competition. We can have more than one, but we can have a little poker tournament. So I had a look last night. We can do it for an £11 entry. £1 goes to Poker Stars. £10 goes into the prize pot. And the top 15% get paid. So we could have an FTS competition. I was thinking perhaps next Friday night, sort of 7 o'clock. But again, if I don't know whether people would want it. I don't want to go to the bother of setting it up and 4 people join and it's a waste of time. If people want to play poker in the FTS poker competition next week, I would play myself. I'll be using... I won't set an account up, I'll just use Sam's account, so I'll be in there under Sam's name. But if people want to do that on Poker Stars, you just would need to download the software, go to the lobby, register for the tournament, £11. If that's something people are interested in, if we can get sort of 20, 30 people, then it's worth a go. Give me a shout. Give me a shout on Twitter, or give me a shout via email, or give me a shout via a comment on the website. And I can have a look. I'm not saying it will be Friday. I'll have a look at my diary and see what I've got on. But just one evening, sort of Friday, Saturday, Sunday next week, we could have an FTS Texas Hold'em No Limit Poker Competition. It would cost you £11 maximum. We all get the same chips to start with. And just a bit of fun. You can chat to people at the table. There's chat boxes. And if it does go ahead and I play, I'll put a little prize for the person who knocks me out, for the bounty for the person who knocks me out. Extra. Okay, that's it. It's Sunday. I expect you're all lumping into Belarus. Enjoy your Sunday. Stay safe. Stay indoors. plenty of things to do. House party, get your family on there. FTS Connect, if people want to talk to people, we'll happily link you up and talk about all sorts. FTS Fitness on the website, right hand side of the menu, FTS Fitness. Nick's given us 4 or 5 workouts there. So have a good Sunday. There's plenty of things to do. Pretend it's pissing down with rain. Anybody you see going out unnecessarily, I mean, I can't, as I say, can't believe how easy the advice was. Essential items, one bit of exercise. I don't know where laying around in a fucking park even qualifies. Right, have a lovely Sunday, and I'll be back with you tomorrow.